Parshas Bahar begins with Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor, God speaking to Moshe on Mount Sinai in Har Sinai, and then proceeds to continues with giving Klai Yisrael, Daberu B'nai Yisrael, the mitzvah of Shemitah, that 6 years you shall work the land, and the seventh year should be a Shabbat Shabbaton, a Shabbos Hashem. So Rashi asks the obvious question. He quotes from the Torah's Kohanim. Ma inyan Shemitah Eitzo Har Sinai. What's the connection between the mitzvah of Shemitah and the mitzvah of Har Sinai? Halo koha mitzvahs nemru mi Sinai. All the mitzvahs were given at Sinai. Ela ma Shemitah nemra kol osel prato osel v'exam mi Sinai af kula nemru. The Ritzimachok is Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yishmael on what was given on Har Sinai. So Rabbi Akiva says the Kolam and the Pratim were given, and Rabbi Shmuel says the Kolam were given on Har Sinai, the Pratim were given later. The Rashi, and this seems to be a normative psak, that we assume everything was given on Har Sinai, Kolam and Pratim, and therefore that's what the Torah is coming to teach me, that this, like by the mitzvah Shemitah, all the general rules and all the particular rules were given at Sinai, so too, on all the mitzvahs in the Torah, the kolam and the pratim were given at Sinai. So, the question is, it begs the question, so why then do we use Shemitah as an example? If it applies to all 613 mitzvahs, why not learn it out by tefillin? Why not learn it out by some other mitzvah? Why specifically Shemitah? Yes, whatever mitzvah it was, we could ask the question. So, I heard a pshat from Rav Nissen Alpert, Zatzal, one of my rebbeim at Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan Yeshiva University. He was a Talmud Mubak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He lived on the Lower East Side. So he explains as follows, what's the lesson we learn from Shemitah? Because we know, what's the danger area, so to speak, what's the concern when you do mitzvahs all the time, they become like rote and we just like go through the motions, and that's always the danger of when you get into repetition, that the key is to try to make it special each time, but it's much harder if you do something all the time. So you, generally speaking, the less frequent it happens, the more excited you are to do a mitzvah. So, or the first time you do a mitzvah, when I see our mitzvah boy, I'd say putting on his tefillin, either a month before, 2 weeks before, whenever I see them, and they come in for the first time, they put the tefillin on, so a big smile, a simcha, everyone's happy, and I tell them, my bracha is that the same simcha you had today, putting on your tefillin, you should have on Mea V'Yesrim to 120. Because it's first, so it's very hard. Once you put on tefillin every day, it's hard to feel it every day, but that's the challenge. But we have to feel it. We have to make it kichadasha. Like that's shot by Aaron HaKohen. By Yaz Kain Aaron. By the menorah in Parshas Bahaloska. Well, and Bayaz Kain are very, very good. Aaron followed what he was supposed to do. He followed what the law was. What's the Chiddush, Aaron? Bayaz Kain Aaron. So no, the pshat is, not that he did it, of course he would do it. Bayaz, it's the manner in which he did it. The same hislavos, the same enthusiasm he had the first time he lit the menorah, that's the same hislavos he had the 50th time he did it, the 100th time. So even though it's easier to do mitzvahs when they happen once in a while, but the challenge is, the mitzvahs we do daily, it has to be kichadasha, as we say. And that's the pshat. Why did Chazal use, why did the Torah use Shemitah as an example that we learned out all the kolam and pratim, because it wasn't this, we could have picked any mitzvah, but what's Shemitah? Shemitah happens once every 7 years. Well, me and my farmer might not be that happy. You can't work the land. But the point being is, it's a mitzvah that happens once every seven years. So that's something there, you have a certain excitement. You have something, it actually is new. And that's what the Torah's message is, that just like you're excited, the excitement you have over a mitzvah that's going to take 7 years, that you only have to do every 7 years, that's the same excitement you have to do when you do a mitzvah all the time. And that's the pshat, Minyan Shemitah Itzah Har Sinai. We learn how for Shemitah, it's like you have the excitement of doing a mitzvah once every 7 years, so too, that excitement has to carry over to our every day, every time you put on your talis, every time you put on your tefillin. Every time you do a mitzvah, you have to feel like it's kechadasha. And that's what we learn out. That's the lesson we learn out from Sinai.